Greetings, and welcome to the 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast, a conducive social platform to talk about relevant issues through a restorative lens that adds values to relationships, conflict, and community to restructure a stronger and healthy community for all. Enjoy. Greetings. In this episode, I want to acknowledge my sponsorships, which is BWWA, Black Women's Wealth Alliance. You know, they really put an emphasis on the whole mental state of wealth and wealth building. I also want to acknowledge Restorative Justice Community Action, which does a lot of work up here in Minneapolis to create a community type environment when dealing with harm done in the community. And I also want to give a special shout out to Mel Duncan and the Nonviolence Peace Force, which is internationally known for actually developing methods in which to create peace for the communities. So thank you again, listening audience. This is Monday the 11th. This is the 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast. I want to thank all the listening audience, all those who've been chiming in on the Facebook page, those who have been checking in through the website, which is 3DRestorativeSolutions.com, leaving their comments. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Monday. You know, we had a turbulent week last week, Wednesday, when the world was shown how certain individuals line their passion up with their values or the lack thereof. You know, and I'm really referring to the and they call it insurrection, but it was a burglary and a kidnapping and a riot and all that that took place on the Capitol by a lot of different individuals, right? It's a lot of information circulating about, you know, who was a part of it, or, you know, trying to put the spin on who's responsible or who should be held accountable. And I'm not really going to get into all that, right? But I will get into it from a different perspective, because there again, this platform is all about, you know, looking at things from a restorative lens, right? Restoring value to humanity, restoring humanity's values, you know, in its actions, right? And how we do what we do, let our values show. So I want to use that situation with the riot and the storming and the insurrection on the Capitol as an example of, and it's not the best example, right? But I want to use that as a focus point on how, when in the mindset says that if you have a value, something that you value, and you put your passion and your resources towards that, something's going to happen, right? And as we've seen, you know, and we don't have to agree, and I don't necessarily agree that was the best approach, but, you know, I'm not responsible for what they do. But I do know that based on a rhetoric, based on a narrative, based on a leadership that took a certain stance, people definitely put their passion and aligned and tied their passion to their values, right? And I want individuals to sit with that for a second, because that's important. And in the time and the life in which we, as living individuals and conscious individuals and people who want the best out of this life experience, people who want to not be dumbed down by what someone else says, but those individuals like myself who know that we have innately, we have a lot of good, a lot of good qualities that was placed within us that we can manifest with only the alignment of our actions up with our values, right? So, you know, and I was looking on the news and there was a, you know, it's a lot of stuff on the news, man, about, you know, key arrests being made and individuals who, you know, actually was allowed to, you know, take videos and be present amongst those who say that they just wanted to voice their opinion or just be heard, right? They was allowed to go home, right? And of course, we know across the nation that we've seen and it's been evident how certain, like Black Lives Matter or any type of movement that is actually highlighting some injustices, how the force, how they're met with a military force that, you know, just lets them know this ain't what you want to do, right? But in this instance, we see how the it didn't play out like that, right? You know, what was seen is what was saw. It's my baby girl. I'm sorry, I messed that up. But yeah, that's my baby girl. I'm gonna give her a call back. But what I do wanna reflect back to and get individuals to reflect back to is back to your list of values, right? Back to what you value and aligning yourself up with your values. And when you see situations and circumstances that happen like that this past Wednesday, and it's ongoing because that it's a rippling effect behind that, you have to ask yourself and you must remind yourself of your values. And if those actions don't align up with your values, how to stay aligned with your values, right? Understanding that someone else's actions may be total, and they may have great passion behind those actions. Those actions may not be lined up with their values, but those actions may be lined up with devaluing what you value, right? Or devaluing you, right? So we have to be aware in our conscious minds of what we see and not actually internalizing what we see, but go back to tightening that thread between you and yourself and what your values are, right? And what it is that you want to see, what it is that you want to reflect, how you want to be seen, and be passionate about that. I'm not saying be so passionate where you want to storm the Capitol and put your life and other people's lives at harm. And someone will have to take ownership and responsibility for that. And we see how the narrative is being spun in a way where no one really wants to be accountable for that action, right? Not even the ones who actually carried it out, not the ones who stood up behind the podium and incited, not those who have been, you know, fanning the flames, right? But you yourself have the ability to realign yourselves with your values. Let your passion, people, I'm begging you, let your passion be tied to your values and your interests, right? Certain people may not have values or good values or good qualities that they want to tie their passions to. You're not responsible for that. You're responsible for how you respond to it, not for their actions. Right. And I just want to share this because in this time, this day and time, it's a lot of people getting stuck in what's going on, because what's going on is an optical illusion that is being played out. And a lot of us don't want to be seen as the representative of those values. Right? So I ask people, have you written down your values? If not, please do. And if you have, go back to your values. Right? Open communication and trust is my first two, but I'll stay on open communication for this entire month. Right? Because of a surety, and we know communication, let me go back to this, because communication to some people is more than just verbal, it's nonverbals, it's facial expressions, it's body language, right? And, you know, it's how we communicate openly, right? To me, is definitely a value, because how you communicate, with whom you communicate to, why you communicate, right? What subject matter or topics are you communicating about? Do you know what you're talking about when you communicate, right? Do you know the ramifications of certain things that you do? Or do you care, right? Someone doesn't have to ask you what your values are if they watch you long enough. Right? And certain times, you know, we see people, you know, kind of moving, kind of funny, and we might want to take a look at them like, oh, let me look at this cat, man. Let me see what they really doing, because it may be a secret. They may be saying one thing and doing something totally different, right? That'll let you know that their passion, that their actions are tied to something other than even what your values are, right? So it'll make you question. If you see it, you recognize like, oh, okay, that's a value that I have when I see someone looking out for someone else, right? Rendering aid and assistance, or just, you know what I'm saying, being there and being supportive of somebody. That's a value. So when I see it in somebody else, I know that they have that in within them too. So it ain't really hard to tell if that's a value. Right. So and you know, me and my mentor was talking this morning. We was talking about how, you know, people tie their passion to their values. And we was going back to Mike Tyson. Right. You know, shout out to Mike Tyson, man. OG, man. You know, a brother who really, you know, inspired a lot of people to do a lot of things. But, you know, being that he was a fighter and he had a mentality of fighter and every thought that he had was, how can he beat his opponent, right? And we was talking about how you got in a room, you have this lion, you know, that's ready to, you know, do what lions do. And you might have a reporter or somebody, we talking about not even in the ring, we talking about outside the ring, the mentality of a fighter. And then you have someone who's challenging his thought process, which may come off like a lamb. And at any time, you know, Mike Tyson, it just looked like he could just fire off and just ask him one of them silly questions. Man, Mike Tyson looked like he might just hit you with one of them whole body head shots he be giving. Man, come on, man. But it's the mentality of a person that actually shows up in their actions. That's what their values are, right? If they value peace, their actions will show that. If they value trust, whatever it is that their values are, their actions are going to line up with them, whether they know it or not, right? Let's say if a person doesn't really have any values, look at their actions. If they can't tell you what they value, watch their actions, right? What we've seen with the insurrection was people who valued their voice, their concerns over any and everybody else's. You've seen people who valued them getting what they wanted regardless of who was to fall victim or be victimized by that, right? So with that, there's a you know, especially for the advocates and the individuals really trying to push against systems. Take a look at that. Even Black Lives Matter. Take a look at that. Right? I'm not saying, let me get this clear. I'm not saying go charge on the White House or go charge on no elective officials because you want something done in a certain way. What I'm saying is tie your passion and your value, tie your passion into your values and your self-interest. Let your passion, don't just scream about justice when injustice is done, right? Be about that life when ain't nobody even looking, right? Be about making sure that people are taken care of, even if the cameras ain't on. Make sure that the next young man, I'm talking to the brothers right now, the next young man that you see, that you engage him in a way that brings his values to the surface. Right? Still talking to the men. The next female or the next woman, your daughter, and I got to call my daughter back because I value her. I just sent her some bracelets. She's making, you know, she got her own business line. It's Amani J Jewelry. And she's, you know, and I sent her some beads down so she can remake some beads for herself. And she values working for a living. She values creating, right? So I got to make sure, matter of fact, I'm going to text her while I'm talking now. It's white sage. So I put some white sage in the box that that I sent her with the beads. So she would just ask me what's the two things in the middle. So I sent her put some white sage in it just to keep the peaceful energy with the beads that I sent her so she can, you know, do her creativity. And there again, that's, you know, part of my values, right? That's how I show up, right? I value my daughter. I value her success. I even value her curiosity. So, you know, I have information for her, right? That's my self-interest, that my daughter has everything, all the resources that she needs that I can provide her so she can be as successful as she can be, right? I value my future, right? So my passion is aligned with what I'm interested in. I put my energies towards my values. Open communication, letting people know, do not internalize that insurrection, that mindset, do not internalize that ideology that you are not worth or your voice does not have as much value because you didn't storm the Capitol. Don't internalize that. Black people, do not internalize how we see this system treating other people. Do not devalue yourself based on how we see the system treating other people. We didn't even create that system, right? So coming back, and that's why I put the little rewind in there. Let's pull it back. Let's pull it back to your list of values, right? Let's restore our own values within our own selves, right? And then we can begin a process of repairing the harm that was done. But if we don't start off with the values, we won't have a clear direction in which to go. In this time of, and we're still in COVID-19, in this time where people are still socially distanced, in this time where the information that's being shared with us may not be seen as the truth or on point or consistent with what our values are. So a lot of us are looking at these news articles and this stuff that's going on and everything that's going on around us, and it internally, it puts us off track. Internally, it puts us in a mind where we got to do something, right? And I'll go back, and I will advocate for individuals going back to their individual list of values, staying on course with what your values are, remembering, practicing your values. So when you show up and a situation happens, you will be able to reflect what your values are, regardless of what the situation is. And a lot of times the situation is we might need to remove ourselves from that particular situation, especially if it does not align with our values. And I want to share you with the listening audience that what you value, you can't make someone else value. But there are no good, there are no bad values. There's only devaluing. Right? And we are not devaluers. Right? We are reflective of our values. That's what 3D Restorative Solutions is about. And we talk about restoring harm or repairing harm, restoring values. It's all a choice. You know, just like with any 12-step program, you know, it is, you know, the choices that you make. You know, the one of the first steps in any 12-step program is reviewing your own past, right? And for the listening audience, you know, I'm gonna put those, I'm gonna make sure that I beef my manuellewis.me page up with these, you know, steps and traditions and, you know, these tips to recovery, because I started out doing this work on lifestyle recovery. Lifestyle addiction. Recognizing how we become addicted to certain lifestyles, because you can become addicted to biases and holding those. You can become addicted to verbally abusing someone, or even verbally abusing yourself with your own self-talk. All of those mentalities, all of those actions are reflective of either values and value system, or a lack thereof, and investing in devaluing. Destruction is devaluing, right? So if we do have a personal interest to achieve something greater, how we show up with that personal interest and that being a value is very important. And we cannot and we should not allow someone else, and we have to be very cautious and conscientious about allowing other people to cause us to devalue our own selves, right? And that's important. That's how we don't get stuck, right? That's how we push the mentality, not only that, yeah, I can, and yeah, you can too. I can reflect my values, and yes, you can too. But innately, the qualities that humanity has, the best qualities that humanity has is the ability to reflect those best qualities, is the ability to look at your values and choose to reflect those, choose to align your passion up with your values, right? Please do not allow someone else's devaluing of what you value cause you to see your values as lesser than, right? Let your passion be tied to your values and your self-interest. You are only responsible for how you respond to current events. And I beg of you, good people, regardless of where you come from, regardless of, you know, what your complexion is, what your skin color is, you know, what your socioeconomical background is, I'm here to tell you that from my own personal experience as an individual, you know, coming up on 51 years, you know, people can change. People do change, but they have to make a choice. It's all in the choice. When we choose to make a change and we choose to do something different, I ask individuals to start out. What are your values? If you want to do something different, what does that look like based on what you value? Your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills will make a way for you, and you will be very successful tying those into your values. Again, this is 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast. I want to thank all the listening audience. Again, you can go on any podcast platforms, Apple, it's a slew of them. I'm not familiar with all of them, but we're on all podcasts. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Facebook page 3D Restorative Solutions. You know, leave a comment on there. Again, you can go check out Black Woman's Wealth Alliance, BWWA. They have their website. I post their website up on this podcast. Check them out, especially look at all the good things that they're doing and how they're aligning their work up with their values, right? Talking about wealth, building wealth, sustaining wealth, right? Restorative justice community action. You know, go back and check out, you know, go to their website and see exactly how they're aligning their values up with restoring harm in the community, right? With Nonviolence Peace Force, look at how they're aligning their work up with the values, right? Even with NERC, Willer Hay, the community, the neighborhood organization, right? NRRC. Look at how they're aligning their work up with their values, right? That is very important to me, because it allows me to reflect my values and stay aligned with my values and what my purpose is, and allow my passion to be checked, right? Not getting all emotional, not getting thrown off, not, you know, getting all into my head, but staying grounded. I ask individuals to stay grounded. You know, write down, if you haven't, list of your values. Start out with 5, right? Let it grow. Let this year, the year 21, year being grown, we tap into our values. And with that being said, I want to wish you all peace and blessings. Until next time, again, every Monday around 1 o'clock, I will be airing 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast. And we want to wish you all peace and blessings with love and service. Thank you.